Sport utility vehicles became big hits with Americans looking for roomier rides, prompting automakers to roll out a range of models of different sizes and price points. Now, some dealers and analysts say car companies may have gone too far and expect an overcrowded market to lead to deflated prices. More from Ben Foldy, autos reporter at the Wall Street Journal in Detroit. Ben, give us some numbers.
So in the first half of 2019, SUV sales grew about 2%, which sounds pretty good until you compare it to that same period last year and you're in double digits. So the growth of the market and consumers moving over to SUVs, that's not stopping, but the size of the pie that SUVs and crossovers are taking up is probably starting to reach a peak, according to some analysts.
And how come? Why is that?
I think there's a few reasons. One, I think car sales are down in general. Two, one of the things about SUVs and crossovers that manufacturers really like is that basically if you take an SUV or a crossover, let's say a crossover is built on a lot of the same parts as a sedan. So the RAV4, for example, shares a lot of its engineering. It's a compact SUV, shares a lot of its engineering with the Corolla, the compact sedan. The difference is, for the companies, maybe $1,000 more in steel. The difference for the driver is a higher ride height and some cargo room. But the difference in price is going to be, I think, about $7,000 on average for a compact SUV relative to its sedan partner. So as you can see, there's a big premium there that the manufacturers can charge.
So for consumers, then, are we possibly looking at lower prices on the lots in the coming, I don't know, months or years or so?
Yeah, definitely in the long run, I think that's true. In the short run, already we're seeing dealers and manufacturers are upping their incentive spend. So how much they offer in rebates and other things to lower the price from the MSRP, the suggested price, it is going up. And for a long time, SUVs kind of sold themselves, and so there is a shift to incentivizing drivers to buy more of them.
We're speaking with Ben Foldy, Wall Street Journal autos reporter based in Detroit, and he's written a piece entitled SUVs are bumper to bumper on dealer lots with more on the way. So how do manufacturers then maintain those meaty profit points?
I think the short answer is they probably don't. You know, if the size of the pie is set, or is reaching, you know, if the market's reaching a saturation point, the logical place for these companies to compete on models that share a lot of features and similarities. Even just aesthetically, you know, there's a lot, you could make the point that there's a fair amount less difference between crossover models than there was between sedans. You know, the competition is probably going to come down to price, and that will drive those margins down.
Yeah. So how many different SUV or crossover models are there right now? That's at a peak too, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're at 96 in model year 2019. That's up from about 70 in 2014. But it's really about to explode more. And one analyst projects 149 models by model year 2023. And that would make it the most crowded segment in history by about 25%.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Foldy, autos reporter at the Wall Street Journal, with us today from Detroit. He says already crossovers and SUVs are taking longer for dealers to sell, with the average vehicle sitting on the new vehicle lot for 71 days in May, up from 63 days last year and just 51 days back in 2015. That's from Edmunds.com. That's compared with 79 days for sedans, a figure that has not changed much over the last 3 years.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.